discussing your sermon. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips number 122. And today I'm recording this outdoors, so if you hear some background noise, I apologize. But I'm out and about, so I just stopped off somewhere, and we've got a lake with some ducks, we've got some children playing over there, some cars, airplanes going off overhead, never mind. But here's the thing I'd like to talk about today. Something occurred to me, two things happened to me this week, made me think about this, which is to ask the question, how much do you discuss your sermon with other people before you preach it? How much do you involve other people in asking for their feedback or their input into your sermon? Talking over your ideas. The reason this is on my mind was because my friend Tim Dannett and I discussed his sermon. He asked me a great deal of advice and feedback on his sermon on Thursday, and again, in fact, today, which is Friday. And also yesterday, I had a meeting with a number of other ministers, and we were discussing one of their sermons, and it gave me some ideas for my next sermon on the 9th of September, which I'm looking forward to preaching. But I found it tremendously enriching looking at my friends' notes for their sermon and then discussing their ideas personally with them face-to-face and on the phone. And it helped me to think about my next sermon. It helped me think about my process because I learned more about how they thought about their sermon and their sermon preparation. It helped me with some specific things for my next sermon because I happened to be preaching on Acts 7, which is the same passage with the one the other ministers was preaching on. And I wonder whether we make the most of this. Talking with people ahead of time. Now, we've got to be careful about it in some senses, because if we talk about all of our ideas with people who are going to hear the sermon, then the sermon will lose its impact. But perhaps there are some people we could talk to, just one or two in our congregation, or perhaps talking to people outside of our local congregation could be useful, because then they're not going to hear the sermon anyway. And we can find different ways to think about the passage, the way we're going to bring it across. Some of what we discussed was about the illustrations. Some of it was about the central point. Some of it was about the background and context. Some of it was about the actual presentation, the use of other media like songs, or whether to put things on screen, certain pictures on screen or not, these things. So I wonder whether you have done this. So could you let me know if you have found discussing your sermon before preaching it useful in the preparation process? I would love to know what you've done with that. So leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording. We learn best when we learn in community, so leave those comments publicly, please. If you think there's somebody who might benefit from this thinking, then pass it on, pass the link on to them, hit the like button, the subscribe button, and do let me know what's been helpful from this. Do you discuss your sermon ideas with other people? Do you discuss your actual sermons with other people? And have you found it helpful? And if so, in what way has it been helpful? Well, until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.